My name is Banchi of Lagos, and this is Fan Talk, where all your opinion counts.
Technology has been a thing, and everybody, you live, you breathe, you smoke, you sex technology nowadays, and I think it's just time has come to finally sit down and talk about. It's been like 20 years of technology in Nigeria, mobile technology, and here on Fans Talk, we'll be talking mobile, the evolution of mobile technology, how far we've come, and what more do we expect? Are we expecting too much as fans? What is it that we are looking forward to? I mean, why do we keep having an upgrade each time? Do we still have that upgrade going on? Is there stagnation in the mobile technology innovation? Yes, so I'm going to be here talking to you, and I have a very wonderful friend of mine. So he's a rapper, he's a tech junkie, he does so many things actually. So I don't know. So let me just introduce himself. So introduce yourself. Use your rapping attitude. You know the rap attitude. So you want to give us some rap lines?
Don't mind Banji.
So hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vida.
My name is Vida. I'm a singer, songwriter, artist. Like you said, tech junkie. Every.
So we're making money. So like singer, songwriter. But which do you do more?
Yeah, I do the singing and songwriting more.
But tech, it just comes when money needs to be made.
Yeah, tech is on the side because like the world is drifting towards tech now. And yeah, I don't want to be stranded. When the money is coming in from tech.
Oh, deep. Deepness. All right, so we're gonna be talking about technology in Nigeria, how far we've come, and what more are we expecting. I heard there is 5G now. And how far can this go? How much more do we expect from technology? So if you're a tech junkie and you probably want questions to all of this, probably want answers to all of this question, then you need to sit put and sit back, relax, as we go on this short break. And when we come back, Fans Talk is going to be right here. Welcome back, guys. This is still Fans Talk, and we're still talking evolution of mobile technology. Now, remember the days of pay phone and phone booth? Did you ever meet that?
Yeah. We experienced that. It was fun time.
Wait, when you say we, I'm not there. So I should be calling you uncle.
Yeah, we've been around for a while, but we experienced, even though we were very little then, but we experienced it.
I imagine how long the queue would be. You know how Nigeria.
Yeah, and I remember it was 20 naira or 10 naira per minute or so that time. I remember that time when I want to report my brothers to my dad, I'll go pay 10 naira and call daddy. Israel is messing up. I told him to sit down. He's just jumping around the house. My dad would be like, get him on the phone.
Now I remember there was card. There used to be like a card that you insert into the phone booth and into the phone itself, and then you make your calls, and then he has you get to fund it and everything.
And yeah, there was that too. I think that was Nitel times. Yeah, so there was that. You go to the phone booth. It was hard times because there would be massive queues. Yeah. Then no, I don't think I did that one. I didn't have the patience to stay
so,
for that.
So if you are listening to us, call us uncle. So, you know, uncle, hi, I'm listening to your show. Uncle, yes, where don't you take you?
I'm your uncle. If you don't know what we're talking about right now.
So, I mean, everything all came cleared because apparently there was so much savagery going on in the system. There was so much slavery. There was so much wickedness in the spiritual realm and the physical realm happening in that sector that for some reason, some people decided to cage us and released us until 2001. Some people say that it should have happened a long time when Obasanjo was there, but it still happened anyway, Sean. We're still grateful for it. So the old GSM thing came into being in 2001, August 2, 2001. So it's like 20 years already.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been out of the dark for 20 years.
Wow. Interesting. So you want to tell us what your first phone was?
My first mobile phone was a Motorola.
Hello, Moto.
I remember clearly it was the Motorola with the green screen. Okay. And then my screensaver was Superman trying to fly across the screen. It was always nice that then. Sometimes when I'm bored, I just pick my phone. I can't remember the model, man. It was like T something. I can't remember the model.
Mine was Ericsson. It was Ericsson. It was this Ericsson that had a track ball in the middle. You know, so instead of having that, it's like a trackball, and then I think it has like a small camera behind that was pixelated when you take the picture, and then you can literally see all the boxes in there.
I remember the phone. I know that phone. It was that Sony Ericsson that had that ball track. It was not trackpad. The kind of ball that this new BlackBerry
had, that time. Yeah, so that was what it was in the middle. It was green. Yeah. So I remember then, big boy, you know, like we had that phone.
He must have been a big boy then.
Big, fresh, with that kind of phone. Fresh guy, but until somebody took it from my hand and the rest is history.
That was a big boy move.
Man, the rest is history. I mean, I think we've had greater days, better days in Nigeria. And then you remembered when, I think the first mobile network was Econet.
It was Econet. Then MTN came in
afterwards. Because I remembered when Econet came out, my mom got her first. Apparently, she's still using that number till date.
Yeah,
like 20 years after, I'm like, mommy, where don't you know? I think she bought it for. I remember she said she bought it for 20,000, and 20,000 that year is like a whole lot, you know. And she was like, I remember when she was calling the customer service and powering for them, telling them that I've been using this line for 20 years. I paid that, I'm like, mama, calm down already. You know, so 20 years, I mean,
they haven't given birth to some of us.
So I'm telling you, some of us were still baby. So afterwards, we had MTN coming in, then MTEL. MTEL is the mobile version of Nitel. Then later on, we had Glow that came and serenaded everywhere with the old green thing, Glow with Pride. And then pretty much later, I think it was in the early 2000, we had Etisalat
coming on board. Etisalat came on board.
Yeah, and then it's now 9
then,
mobile.
Yeah, Econet was just
Remember then, SIM cards were very, very expensive.
Yes.
It was very, very expensive that when I think my mom saved our own. My parents saved their own in, they had like a vault where they normally keep all of these things. What? So they saved it. I'm like, are you joking? It was that expensive because it was even more expensive than the jewelry and all.
Yeah.
So, and the only feature that they had then, that this phone, remember the phone? And my mom's, the first phone I saw was, what's it called? It wasn't a Nokia, but it was all this flip phone that had, it wasn't flip. You know this, I think it was a Nokia phone that had like you flip to open, and then it's not like the old the clump sack flipping thing, but it had like numbers on the phone, but there's this covering that you have to flip to open, and then you press the button, and then
I remember, I know what you're talking about. That flip thing was like a cover.
It was a cover for the button.
But then the mouthpiece was on that flip thing.
And then the screen were like rectangular in shape.
Yes.
And then you have to see your. I'm like, small, how do we even squint to see these things? And back then you were like big boy. That was like the in thing because my mom had like a rope she tied on her neck, and my dad as well.
Just imagine going back in time with this our new phone.
And then put it on your neck. You know, going back in time, I feel that our children will be like, dad, you were a thing. Look at the kind of phone you were using. Because I don't think I was proud of my parents. I'm sorry, parents, but I wasn't proud of the phone you were using back then.
But then it was the big boy phones.
It was the big boy phone. And I remember the monophonic ringtones.
They were annoying. I remember those ringtones. They sounded like alarms.
Yeah. And then
when the phone rings, you will rush and give it to daddy. Pick up your phone, please.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play some later on the show. All right, so, I mean, we moved on to...
Remember, so.
You want to give us now it wasn't melodious, it was very
classic Nokia.
It was classic. It was classic to the core. And then we moved on to the colored display and the fancy phones. You remember that era where it was all, I think that was probably when I got my phone. Because I remember it was a colored phone, it wasn't a black and white.
Oh.
It was a colored phone. It had fancy display. It had monophonic ringtones and then flip. You remember that flip one that you flip up and then when it flips up? I think it was a Samsung.
Samsung had
a flip phone. There was this old Motorola that was running back then, Blade. Motorola Blade.
I used the Blade.
Shite.
My mom used it for like 2 months and then she got the new one, so I just obtained that one.
If you had that phone back in the day, you were like a big boy, man. Like it's the Motorola RAZR V3. They had this advert that called the slimmer the better. You could, you know, it was slim,
that
was sleek.
I bring out my phone for no reason. I'm not even in the mood to take pictures. But I just, when one fine girl is just walking by, I'm like,
"Duh,
I want to take." Yeah,
you know, I want to. Can I get your number?
I want you to bring out the Blade. Even when she was doing Shakara before, she'd be like,
"I should humble." Okay, let me give you.
Looks like you might be onto something.
You know, then another thing that was very, Now we have much more things to look on in our phones and smell. But back then we just had games such as Tetris, Bounce Snake. Which was your best though? Like, you know.
Well, my favorite was the snake. Mm. Because it was so annoying that I couldn't get past it. And there's a length the snake gets to that it becomes so difficult to control.
To control, yeah.
Yeah, but I used to like to hit. I and my friend used to have like this competition. When we get to school the next day, we'll check your highest score.
Mm.
If my highest score is higher than yours, I'm the big boy for today.
You're the freshest.
Let me teach you. That was the competition back then. But then when we had the colored screen phones, we started to download Splinter Cell, adventure games, arcade games, car race.
I think that came pretty much in the late 2000 when Nokia came up with those. We had like 1G, your GPRS, and then your Edge. You know, when you see Edge, you know, Edge.
I think I started to notice Edge when I was in. No, I was. It was like towards the end of the 2000s, like 2009, 2008 ish. Mm-hmm. That was when we started seeing the Edge. Before, it was just
GPRS. It was just GPRS.
That time, when you see the GPRS, the G, there will be a box.
Yeah, in front
G.
of it and be rolling.
Yeah, yeah. The when box the network is strong.
And then you can download. And then that's when you have your WAP trick. WAP trick was like the
WAP dam.
No one knew what Google was. It was WAP trick all the way. You wanted anything fresh.
WAP trick saved our life.
It was where you can get the freshest screen wallpaper.
Servers,
you can get screen games. You can
latest
get
latest music videos,
and you can get puns as well.
Yeah,
I know that.
I didn't know that time, but. You know,
shut up! Shut up! Shut up! You know them when you see them, guys.
All these
you
download worship songs.
I'm like, yeah, you know, we download worship songs too, but you know,
different titles. From the titles, you know how.
Guys, now you see what I'm saying. You know, OG.
I'm talking about the titles of worship songs, please.
Shut up. Shut up. You know, so we had like, and funny enough is that they would make it, you would have like, okay, there was this one that stuck. I think it was Nurse. Shite.
Ah, everybody did the Nurse. True. We all loved Nurse. Nigerian nurses were just
don't even go there. But it was cruel. It was great. I mean, WAP trick. Then remember the days of infrared. You have to bring your phone closer to each other. Like even paper cannot pass in between. It has to be close. Don't touch it.
It has to be that exact spot.
Yeah. If it's not properly aligned, it won't send. It won't send. So if you never had, if you're having Bluetooth now, Bluetooth is even dry. Infrared was like the thing back then. So your infrared has to be joined together. Mm-hmm. It has to be properly aligned for it to send back and forth. And then remember the music player era when Nokia came with Express Music.
Oh yeah, Nokia came.
It had like
Express
light all over,
music.
And then song.
Yeah,
you know you can play. Then I think it was when iPod was reigning. So they decided to make something to complement iPod. And we love. I remember there was a guy that had it on my street. That guy was. Everybody were looking at this guy, you know.
You mean the iPod?
The iPod. He had the iPod.
The iPod was a thing then.
He had the iPod. And then when Nokia came out with Nokia really gave us something to hold on to.
Yes.
From their ringtone to the phones with antennas.
Mm-hmm. And then they switched from the antennas. They gave us a flip phone.
Nokia, Samsung, yes. Motorola. Remember Sagem? My X1, my X2?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Do you remember that Nokia slide one? That one that slides. That came in different colors. The blue, red.
I think I remember.
It was Express Music. Also.
Yeah, it was Express Music.
It was Express Music.
And then the era of Symbian series came in Java. Yes. And then you could have more application on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, you could run your... Then you see your EXE.
The Symbian phones used to support some kind of settings mm-hmm. that you could do. Those were we were like I was already becoming like a tech
junkie then.
Yeah, so yeah. I liked the
Symbian phone.
The Symbian Nokia phones, because then we could bypass so many. Well, even though it was illegal. We could bypass so many settings. And get free internet or get more data than we were supposed to do so many things on our phones.
True. And then Bluetooth came in. Yeah, Bluetooth is still here. We like Bluetooth, but no one still uses Bluetooth any longer. I don't know. And then we have the iPhone moment. iPhone became a thing in the year 2008. You know.
I was never really an iPhone fan, even up till now. So like I had a lot of friends use iPhones, but I didn't like it because like iPhones were so selective with everything.
Yeah.
And I liked the freedom of, you know, being able to
do so many
download
things.
Stuff, download music, you know, get transfer files from one phone to another very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But iPhone didn't give us that luxury. So even most of my friends that had the iPhones, they had like an Android phone on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Or is a Nokia, what a Java
what,
Nokia.
What really didn't make me buy an iPhone because of the data consuming
the
fact that you have to, you know, on Android you could just pick your Android phone and just collect something from anybody, but with iPhone you probably
you
need
to
buy music. Ain't nobody got time for that.
It was for the rich kids though. But then the BlackBerry saved us.
We're coming to the BlackBerry. I mean, the iPhone brought the whole smartness of phone into being because it was smart.
They gave. I think iPhones gave everybody a run for their money.
Yeah,
because they made Samsung, Motorola, Nokia. They make everybody sit up. So like everybody was paying more attention to the picture quality of their phones, mm-hmm. the camera. And then the competition was healthy for us because we got better quality.
Yes. And then the iPhone, it was actually the iPhone 4 that people got the fever more.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Nigeria, people got the fever more with the iPhone 4. And then the BlackBerry region, the BlackBerry regime, BB, you know. Which of the BB did you use though?
I used the Curve 2. I used the Curve 4. I used this one that is just touchscreen. I can't remember the name.
Wait, is it Bold? Is it Bold 5? No.
Called something. It was just touchscreen, but they stole
it
that
was
one.
Touch. I think it was BlackBerry Touch. Was it BlackBerry
Touch?
Yeah,
I think
touch?
It was BlackBerry Touch. Touch. Yeah. Touch 4 or something.
I think there was a Touch. But this, BlackBerry gave us so many things. BlackBerry was a phone where we were able to exchange. I mean, I think it gave us what we now have, the whole social media thing that we now have now because of this BB application, BBM. Yeah, remember the pin?
BBM. Everywhere.
No, you can't take. Can I get
have
your
BB pin?
No, you can't get my.
BlackBerry and the BBM and Twitter. Those are the two places.
And
to
then
find
I remembered even in Nollywood, they started to make movies, BB Girls and all of those things.
BlackBerry Girls. And all the music that was out then, you can I get you on Twitter?
Yeah.
You give me your BB pin.
So BB pin, I mean, and then people literally starved to pay 5,000 naira to subscribe.
Yeah.
I remembered 5,000 naira. You will not buy food, but 5,000 naira for your BB pin for 1 month, sure.
No.
You don't
and
want
then
to go out of tune.
Sometimes one network came and saved us with a subscription of 2,500.
I think it was a T-Celat.
There was one network that came and
Airtel.
Saved us. So that time I was just happy. I think that was when it was towards the time Game of Thrones was out. Mm-hmm. This season one was mm-hmm. out. So that time I'll just subscribe, download Game of Thrones,
and watch. So BB had great things. So it ushered in so many moments. It ushered in the whole social media era that we now have now. And another thing that BB did, I mean, I feel that BB was useless without the old network thing, without the old connection thing. So I think this is one of the reasons why when people saw the Android coming and the better iPhone, they were so quick to jump at it.
Yes, I think the major problem of the BlackBerries was the battery.
Yeah, battery, and then the loading up, that thing could be annoying.
So
you could
annoying.
Be you could be here for like 20 minutes and then it's loading up and then it's loading. You're wondering like, what's going on?
That thing
is annoying.
I swear, that thing
it's
was so
freaking annoying. Shoot. And then the hotness, you know, it gets very hot.
I remember one of my friends back in scene, he used to put his own on pure water. He used to put his bowl full on pure water or cold pure water.
You know, so BB, we have the BB Pearl, BB Javelin, Curve, Torch, Bold, Bold 5. And then I think we later on had
the Bold 6.
Bold 6. I think it was the Bold 5 that people bought the most.
Yeah.
You know,
and
because they had
that,
like, after that, poof, off goes the BlackBerry.
The iPhone 5,
but what do you think was the problem of BlackBerry? Do you think it was because they gave out the franchise? That's the BBM pin, the BBM franchise.
I think it was dying already before they gave out. A couple of things contributed to the death of BlackBerry. First was WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot more people were switching to WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that was exciting about the BlackBerry was the BB pin.
Yeah.
So like when modes of communication started switching to WhatsApp, BlackBerry had already started to die. But then they didn't innovate. They didn't do anything to try to save their business.
Mm.
Meanwhile, the iPhone 5 was about to come out.
Yeah.
I remember when the iPhone 5 came out, it was, the upgrade was so mad. Mm. Everybody was switching to the iPhone. And then we had WhatsApp, so nobody really cared
about what's going on Android. Wow.
Even the BBM. I remember when the BBM went on Android, it still didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
Most
mm-hmm.
people just were using WhatsApp. Nobody was chatting on BBM anymore.
Mm.
I deleted my BBM, I remember.
After I did the old BlackBerry thing, I don't think I had an Android phone that had like a BBM on it.
I had it
because I'm like, this is so much stress.
Yeah.
It was so much stressful and everything. You know, I think this is it. So they struggled because they weren't able to keep up with the consumers'
needs.
You know, and it was more official. It was more of a business thing.
Yeah.
But Samsung came into being and gave us something that was more personal.
Yeah,
something that you can relate to. It was
innovative. Yeah.
It was very innovative enough. And then now fast forward to 2019, which I think are a lot of. I mean, we had the iPhone 7, iPhone 8, and the 8X coming out, and everybody were like, okay. When it came out, I'm like, okay. When I saw it, I'm like, okay. What more? What really? I asked myself, why do we? Because back then, when a phone is about to come out, there's like an anticipation for it because you know there's something that it's adding up. There is something tangible. But right now, I just feel that we're just going around the circle.
Yes.
Because
Because maybe like there's very little
upgrade
you think.
Yeah, and then there's this funny thing that happens with iPhone that when the new version is about to come out, the old one starts to mess up.
Yeah.
You know, and then I just feel that unlike what we have from where we're coming from, you know, how these things has built us and how we're anticipating for each phone to come out to get each phone. I feel that people are not really we're not really that excited about whether or not a new phone comes out.
Yeah, I think now people look forward to other things other than the quality of the phone and how there are some other things people look out for. I feel like a lot of people look out for the camera quality now.
Mm-hmm.
So like when a new phone is about to be released, people are asking how many megapixel, how clear is the camera, how sharp is the camera, how far can it zoom, how clear is it going to be when it zooms. so far, you know. So a lot of people pay more attention to, you know, the picture quality, and that's because of social media. And then for the tech people, you know, they pay attention to how many gig RAM
it is.
Yeah. How many milliamperes is the battery? How many hours the battery life can last while it's in use? How many hours it can last while it's not in use? And then they look out for the strength of the network strength. Yeah. So how strong is it? Can it draw network. Internet? Can it draw network? And then they also look out for the RAM. How fast is the phone?
You don't want a phone dragging like a BlackBerry.
Yeah, nobody is going to be using a 2 gig RAM phone now. So they're looking for a phone that can be fast, that can have like 4 or 5 heavy applications running at the same time. Because if you are a tech expert or you are a programmer or you do something with your phone that, you know, consumes even just graphics, people into graphics, those applications are heavy.
Yeah.
So if you can run like 2 or 3 at the same time, and the phone is not going to hang, you know, picture quality, the resolution is very super, then
now I think there is a war, Samsung or iPhone. I mean, being a tech person, which would you go for? I mean, which would you think is, because don't even call those other phones, please. So now we have
there are some other ones. There's Huawei. Huawei is giving Samsung a run for their money.
Yeah, but I don't think Huawei is doing as much as Samsung is right now.
They're doing really well, especially outside Nigeria. The only thing is that, you know, Samsung have a good marketing strategy. They have grades. When Samsung releases the S10, they release like 15 other phones that are not as powerful as the S10, but can do so many other things also. And they make it fine, make it affordable, you know, so you can buy an A6 or A something, and, you know, it's as big and fine as the S10, but it cannot do the same thing that S10 can do. Do you understand? But, you know, you're still going to say, I use a Samsung, so don't tell me shit.
You can't tell me nothing.
I'm using Samsung. So I think it's the marketing strategy. Meanwhile, Huawei, they're all about the quality. They don't release so many phones. Say, but they release good quality phones, and their phones are quite costly. So most people would rather take that money and go and use it to buy an iPhone. Because they don't even know what these phones can do, especially I'm not being sexist, but especially the ladies. Most of them just use these phones for pictures. So they would rather just take their $250,000
on an iPhone
and spend it on an iPhone than spend it on a Huawei. I don't want to know. They don't want to know how fast your Huawei is. Can it snap fine picture?
Can it?
I bring out my phone and my friend's going to say, wow, you're using the new iPhone. So that's all they want to know, man. They don't really care about all those things. So, but me personally, I still use an Android phone.
Okay.
And when I'm switching, I'm most likely going to buy another Android phone. I'm not a big fan of the iPhones. I feel like, especially now, iPhones are just scamming us. And very soon, iPhone will tell you, they'll sell you an empty phone and tell you to imagine the quality. In fact, the AirPods, that's what's busting my head the most.
Like everybody, like that's that thing, you ain't gonna see it in my ear because everybody is wearing an AirPod, whether you're using an iPhone or not.
And for no reason, you are not receiving a call, you are not listening to music, you are not doing anything, it's just for fashion. It's now a fashion
thing.
I saw it in a wedding picture recently. I can't remember whose wedding, but a celebrity. I saw the AirPods in the wedding picture. I'm like,
what is it doing there?
Why are you, your children are going to see this thing? I said, Daddy, what is this in your ear? And you say, Junior, you don't understand that was the latest technology.
But really, I just feel it's a thing that we need to stop. Well, it's been a wonderful time on the show. Thank you so much for coming through. I learned a lot. And I know that you guys have learned as well, you know. And yes, mobile technology has come a long way in Nigeria, and we're looking forward to more. So if you're looking forward for anything in terms of update or brand coming out, what are you looking forward to
right now
in a new phone?
Okay, so
that's gonna blow your minds out right now.
Okay, so what will blow my mind now is the power. If Samsung can come up with a phone that can charge fully within 10 minutes,
okay,
and also battery life can last like 2 days without having to charge it again,
okay,
that would be mind blowing, especially in Nigeria where we don't have. You know, if we don't have to walk around with power banks anymore, that would just be amazing.
That would just be saving.
But, you know, like I said, technology is business. True. You want to sell power banks.
I feel that there is, we've not seen anybody who wants to put all the old updates and, you know, all the innovation out there. Everybody's just doing it bit by bit, and then they make you want to get your new phones, But however, yes, this is where we draw the curtain on this episode. Thank you so much, Veda. You didn't drop us some few punchline on sing us some songs, but it's fine.
Maybe the next time I come on the show. When we talk about music.
Yeah, it's fine, guys. It's been a wonderful time. Yeah, so my name is Banji of Lagos. You want to tell us how we can find you across all social media platforms?
Yeah, you can find me on Veda_official. So on Twitter, on Instagram, that's at VEDA_official on Instagram and Twitter.
And follow his music and follow more about his tech journey. All right, so mine is Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. And of course, Jamid FM on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. And remember, you can leave your review on iTunes. Remember, this is very important. So go over, tell us what you think about the show and other shows that we have. Remember, this is the only platform where you can get rich shows that can meet with your listening curiosity, that can entertain you, that can educate you and bring you life. Yeah, so until next time, I will do this again. Remember, this is the only place where you can see everything. This is Fans Talk. My name is Manji of Lagos. See you. Bye-bye.